right, thank you for the introduction. As he said, my name's Ethan Snyder, and I'm going to talk to you today about my master's project involving growth and development of soft rib winter wheat in the state of Kentucky. We've been working on a project over the past couple years trying to develop a system for predicting the occurrence of growth stages in soft rib winter wheat as based on growing degree days, much like we have for corn currently. So I'm going to talk about my rationales, goals, and objectives of our study, as well as the experimental design, materials and methods, and some abbreviated results from my field and greenhouse studies both. So the reason for the study being initiated was that current predictions for winter wheat growth stages, or predicting the occurrence of these growth stages, is based solely upon the calendar date. Growers will go out in Kentucky and say, well, the soil is drying up, it's March 15th, so we're going to go make a second application of our spring nitrogen, and that's just how things roll in the state. So, we're trying to make that more precise. And predicting winter wheat growth and development in general is very difficult due to the effects of photocreate and vernalization. Furthermore, climatic variability might have a large influence on our winter wheat management as well, in that freeze damage potential is highly dependent upon the winter wheat's growth stage. Winter wheat at an accelerated growth stage in the spring due to warm spring temperatures can be further or more affected, more negatively affected by freeze damage. And less intense winters might also reduce our vernalization period, reducing the adaptability of cultivars to our region. So our goal overall here is just to increase the effectiveness of soft rib winter wheat management in the state of Kentucky. We aim to do this through two objectives that I'll talk to you today about, and that is to characterize the 50 soft rib winter wheat cultivars in experimental lines for their relative vernalization requirements, and to estimate the number of growing degree days required by wheat to reach management-related growth stages in Kentucky. I spent most of my time on this project in the field, so we'll start there with the experimental design of my field projects. We had three site years, one at Lexington, Kentucky in 2017, and two at Princeton, Kentucky, both in 2016 and 2017. We had a randomized complete block design in both locations with three replications where we planted 10 seeds each of 50 soft rib winter wheat cultivars and experimental lines. And we didn't do small plot studies, so it's not something extremely huge, but we did hill plot studies where these 10 seeds were in hill plots at each of the yellow and white flags behind me. And we planted this wheat successively each month from October to March. So that led us to a total of 2,700 hill plots to be growth staging. And the 2,700 hill plots allowed us to estimate the amount of time in growing degree days and calendar days required by wheat to reach seven management-specific growth stages. This was quite the undertaking, as you can imagine. This is, of course, three different site years, and can't be two places at once, but going out and taking growth stage notes on these plots once a week in the winter and then at least three or four times a week in the spring and summer was quite a, I had to have a lot of help in order to do that. But these are the vegetative growth stages that we took notes on, emergence, fix 3 and 5, and then we took notes on 4 reproductive growth stages as well. And as you can see here, as well as in my other plot-wide pictures, the wheat was varied widely in its growth stage at any certain time of the year based upon the planting date that it was seeded at, of course. The blue flags in the foreground, the wheat planted by those flags was seeded in October, and this is a late May picture, so it's nearing physiological maturity. And the wheat planted in the background on the white flags, though, was seeded in January and is just near anthesis at this point, or fix 10.5.3. All the while, the wheat in the middle, at the red flags, was planted in March, and it has not even began to initiate reproductive growth yet. So that posed a problem for us in being able to determine or differentiate between plots that died and plots that never reached a specific growth stage. So we chose to implement a rating of 500 calendar days or 2 million growing degree days in order to be able to differentiate between those two types of data, the dead and the plots that never reach that certain growth stage. So with that, we'll go right into my data on the number of calendar days required by wheat to reach these growth stages across all six planting dates. Now this is averaged across all six. If you'll notice, there's a wide range in the number of days required by wheat to reach these growth stages. And we have a significant cultivar effect on the number of days required to reach these stages at every stage besides peak six. Of course, we would expect wide variability in the number of days to these stages across six planting dates. You'll see a similar trend in the number of growing degree days. There's a large range as well across all six planting dates and for all seven of our growth stages. You also see a significant cultivar effect in every growth stage besides emergence and peak six, which again, we would expect these large ranges in growing degree days. But you might notice those large estimates of growing degree days are the maximums of 2 million. And, you know, that's, of course, where we input data for the plots that never reach that particular growth stage, and that is indicative of their inability to reach that certain growth stage. So that, if you'll make note, that does start at the reproductive growth stage of peak six. So, and we discussed, the last data we discussed was across all six planting dates. And while that is interesting to further the scientific knowledge on winter wheat production and potentially to mitigate some risk of damage to wheat yield by climate variability, I'm an agronomist, so I'm more interested in how the wheat acts and the planting dates that are particularly used in Kentucky, which is the October and November dates. So we will focus our attention on those dates from here on out. When we analyze the number of days required by wheat to reach these growth stages in October and November planting dates only, we see that range really tighten up. There's a much smaller range of values for number of days required, and we still see that significant cultivar effect across all growth stages besides peaks 11-4, which is harvest maturity. But I really want to focus your attention on the bottom row and the effect of the planting date by cultivar interaction. We did not see any significant effects of the planting date by cultivar interaction. And I want you to keep that in mind as we move to our next slide, where we looked at the number of growing degree days within only the October and November planting dates. So we again see that range really tighten up in growing degree days at each growth stage. And we see that non-significant cultivar by planting date interaction, besides in the peaks 10-5-3 growth stage, which we plan to investigate some more in the near future. But overall, this data on growing degree days and days to these growth stages in October and November only kind of alludes to that we will probably be able to use one estimate of time across a range of planting dates that is normal for Kentucky. So if you'll keep in mind, I told you I was also interested in the relative vernalization requirement of these cultivars, so we initiated a greenhouse assay. In order to kind of control for that, we had two sot years and three reps, and we planted the same 50 winter wheat lines and cultivars into pots in the greenhouse. We grew them to the peaks 2 growth stage, which is, you know, just small wheat, just a couple leaves. And at that time, we moved those seedlings outdoors for vernalization, and we vernalized them for 3, 6, or 9 weeks. After that period, we brought the wheat back to the greenhouse, and we measured the timing to peaks 10-5-3 or full flowering. And if you'll notice here, after that 9-week vernalization period, the range and number of days to full flower really decreases, and the significance of the cultivar effect becomes non-significant on the number of days. You also notice a 499-day maximum for the six-week burn treatment, which was also just an artifact of one of our cultivars not producing the Peax 1053 growth stage, and we therefore input that same rating of 500 days for those particular pods. So we decided to characterize our relative vernalization requirement of these cultivars based on the three-week vernalization treatment, since we really see the separations there. And this was how we decided to implement those characterizations. Cultivars that required less than 145 days were classified as low RVR, and those with more than 255 days, which this is in the greenhouse, were classified as high RVR. And the next thing I'll show you is how we evaluated my field data for October and November planting dates based upon this information. So when you look at the effect of relative vernalization requirement on the number of calendar days required to reach these growth stages, we see no significant effects besides in the Peax 3 growth stage. But for the Peax 3 growth stage, when we ran Tukey's adjustment for mean comparisons on those means, we still saw no significant differences. So no differences in the relative vernalization requirement effect on the number of days to these growth stages. And the story for growing degree days is much the same, where the relative vernalization requirement was non-significant on the number of days or number of growing degree days required for wheat to reach these growth stages, except in the Peax 3 and the Peax 9 stages of growth. We also ran Tukey's adjustment for mean comparison on those and saw no differences. So overall, what I'm getting at is that regardless of Kentucky, a normal planting date in Kentucky, and regardless of the cultivar's relative vernalization requirement, within our population of cultivars, we saw that we probably can estimate a single amount of time to cover them, to cover these ranges of estimates for growing degree day estimates to these critical wheat growth stages. And this all goes back into supporting our goal of creating that management tool for producers to estimate occurrence of growth stages and then also be able to correlate that with a management practice. And in the future, we're going to keep on, we're going to continue with my data analysis and characterize these cultivars based upon their number of days in the greenhouse to reach 1053. We're going to characterize them based on their photoperiod sensitivities as well. But most importantly, work towards our goal of creating that tool to help growers make better management decisions. So thank you all for your time. I'd like to thank my committee, my lab mates, and of course all the wonderful students that helped me out in the field every, on those hot days and cold days as well, checking my wheat plots. So with that, I'll take any questions.